listening to BBC London 94.9. Pat Sharp.
Pat Sharp.
On BBC London 94.9.
Good afternoon on what is a very strange time of the year. As I say, it's Pat Sharp and I'm here till 5 o'clock. 80s boys, 80s girls and 80s bands, feel free to let us know what intrigues you about the 1980s, about the decade of decadence. Recently, I went to the Here and Now show at Wembley and I saw Howard Jones there. And like many musical innovators of the 1980s who came up with a very unique sound, as with the fashions and the hairstyles that went along with his brand of synth pop, the audience quickly grew tired of the likes of Howard's songs. And they all have just too distinctive a sound to give his career any longevity, I guess. And the other bone of contention, of course, comes with the fact he gets confused as to which act he actually is on a regular basis. As he explained once while plugging the tour, I think it was on GMTV a couple of years ago, we were all most amused by someone coming up to him who said in all seriousness, and I quote, "Didn't you used to be Nick Kershaw?" Which was all the funnier as Nick Kershaw was sat right next to him on the couch at the time without much hair. Now, can we make a new song? An even newer song. See what I mean?
I've been trying for so long to come up with a brand new song. Wrote similar synth tunes now for years, but no one's fooled by what he hears. Oh. There was a time I was hip and cool. Now with my big hair start. I sing through my nose, turn up my synth. I mince about just like a mental case.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Next, we go to Boy George, just thinking that good old Georgie Porgy doesn't bring a lot of his problems upon himself, does he? But joking aside, the fact remains that the former flamboyant frontman, stroke woman from Culture Club, shall not now be appearing in the final Celebrity Big Brother, as you've probably heard. Oh my goodness.
I've done time for a heinous crime. Now I can go on Channel 4. The judge, he really wants to hurt me. Banned from Big Brother makes me want to cry. Precious exposure on TV revives my failed celebrity. $200,000 they'd offered me, it's been taken away. Every chance to save my career, it's over again. They really know just how to hurt me. Lack of attention's how to make me cry.
Do not pass go. Do not collect £200,000. So Nick Kershaw has got it bad.
I got it bad. You don't know how bad I got it.
Mind you, I'm sure at the time he was probably a little bit put out by the fact that in spite of notching up many a top 10 hit in the 80s, he never quite made it to the top of the charts himself. Especially when his protege, Chesney Hawkes, hit the number one spot with his very first attempt. He is the one and only, but luckily that's from the 90s, so you're quite safe. Well, I say you're safe. It's all a bit of a riddle, really.
I had top 10 hits, but never a number one. Although I've written one for Chesney Hawkes in 91, sold to a filming company. Where's he now? Near the sea down at Butlins, makes a fool of himself with his old man on tour at the holiday camps. Though it's not brilliant money, couple of hundred a night,
wearing the same kind of fashion. Silver suit's getting tight, but he'll never ever hit number two.
Well, it's good to see you're not bitter in any way, Nick, you know? And his hair's gone too. It's true. Still got mine, you know? Not as long, I admit, but I've still got some, you know?
Feel good, feel good.
Almost out of time for the 80s fellas today. We'll do the girls tomorrow and the bands on New Year's Eve. This is Pat Sharp, BBC London 94.9. Finally, after years of cutting his teeth with one of the hottest live acts on the circuit in the early 80s, the Q-Tips, Paul Young's solo career took off like a rocket, only to severely strain his vocal cords touring the States in 1984, forcing him to be sidelined from the crooning racket for almost a year. To be fair, that strained, white, blue-eyed soul voice was what we all loved about him. But alas, it took years off his career, and like so many of his peers from the decade of decadence, his voice has never fully recovered. But at least he is now back with his beautiful wife, Stacey, which is good news. And thank you for coming back and staying, Paul. Always in our memories, with the old voice. Now, I need to smoke about 100 cigarettes a day to reenact this.
Not so long since I topped the charts back in 84 till I lost my voice. Will it ever return? I won't be satisfied till I hit those notes I can't hit any longer. Why won't it come back?
Please hurry.
I've lost my voice for good this time. I'll come back and save my voice and mine. Strained vocal cords, you said I'd have to mime every single line, croaking like a frog, rough as a barking dog. If I can't sing, I can't work any longer. Why won't it come back?
Please hurry.
I'm off the road for good this time. If I can shift this sore throat of mine, somebody give me some strength.
Listening to BBC London 94.9. Pat Sharp.
Pat Sharp.
On BBC London 94.9.